Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Football Tuesday, Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 7.50 AM, continuing our off-season division previews. Last week, we did the NFC, AFC West. Today, we're going to do the AFC, NFC East. And Vinny, and I've said this several times, we even talked about this last week, I think outside of the AFC East, the AFC West is probably the best division of football. I'd put the East a little bit above it, but I like the West an awful lot. So I'm glad we're talking about the AFC East, because front to back, this is the best division in football.
Yeah, I mean, your fourth place team here could win a couple of other divisions.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. They. Yeah. So this is going to be interesting. And there's some star power moving over, right? We have the Buffalo Bills. We learned that McDermott and Bean got extended. I was a little surprised by that. Were you?
A little bit.
Yeah, I was, especially McDermott, not Bean. Bean's built a nice roster. But then, you know, you're going to add an Aaron Rodgers thing, right? In New York, that's exciting. It's an exciting market. He's a great player, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That changes your dynamic, especially with the defense last year that was lights out.
One of the best in the league last year. Fourth fewest points in all of football.
Oh, they were great. You have the greatest football coach that's ever been on the planet in Bill Belichick. Bill O'Brien coming back to me, I think, is fascinating. Mm-hmm. I think this is huge for the Patriots, because this is a guy that called plays, been on Super Bowl teams, national championship teams. Yep. You know, everybody knows Belichick and Saban are very close friends. Bill O'Brien will fit right in. And I think he helps Mac Jones. He's coached Mac Jones.
Yep.
I think this is a huge move, and Jones takes a huge step.
Might be his last chance in a Patriot uniform.
And I'll tell you what, this is going to be interesting. They're going to be a tough out. I think they take fourth in the division when 8 or 9 games.
Well, last year, the Jets finished fourth. They went 7-10. And if the Jets had... And sure, look, BYU fans can think I'm taking a shot at Zach Wilson. He stunk last year.
He stunk. He was bad.
If you had an average quarterback, this team probably goes 10-7.
They won 10 games. You're right.
So
you're right.
We'll start with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers, biggest free, well, we can't call it free agent, biggest trade acquisition in quite some time. I can't think of the last time we had a storyline regarding a trade in the NFL. It's got to be Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. Which wasn't a trade, that was free agency.
Free agency, that's
so the
right.
Last time we had a trade of this magnitude, I don't know. You know, you could throw out Devontae Adams and players like that.
Yeah, this is a quarterback.
This is a quarterback.
This is bigger than any trade.
This is a Hall of Fame, generational type quarterback.
Yeah. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, first ballot. Regardless of what your opinion is on Aaron Rodgers, the fact is this is a unique, once-in-a-lifetime type talent. Towards the end of his career, no question, but Vinny, if we learned anything from Aaron Rodgers last year, the guy can still sling it, the guy can still play football. Now he's got a defense, one of the best in the league. I think that's why the Jets become so intriguing.
Yeah, they are. It's fun. It's a big-time market, right? The Jets are for real. We like the coach. We both agree. We like Robert Saleh. We love that defense. So now can Aaron Rodgers take a team and push him right over the edge, right? Because... they're still coming to Buffalo. I mean, if Von Miller's healthy, we've talked about this. We love that roster. Now, they have something to prove, no doubt, but we love that roster. Miami, you know, with the healthy Tua, you're looking at them going, hey, this is a dangerous football team. Could they be the fourth best team in that division? Maybe.
Defensively, really? They look great again, but I'll tell you, my biggest concern with Miami, who's protecting Tua?
That's going to be an issue. And if they got a backup quarterback playing, well, guess what? You get some great coaches on the other side of the ball, they could be the fourth place team.
Yep.
So I just love its vision. I'm with you. I think Aaron Rodgers adding to it. I think the Wilson kid was incredible last year. Him throwing the ball to him. I just love that combination. We talked about the defense. But what about Miami? Let's talk about Miami. The fastest team offensively in football.
So they have the fastest wide receiver duo in the history of the NFL with Waddle and Hill. When you just look at it, Mike McDaniel, for one, I praised this hire last year. And right out of the gate, it looked every bit as good as I thought it was going to be on paper, because they were 3-0 against the Patriots, Bills, and Ravens the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and a huge comeback against the Ravens.
Huge
they were down,
comeback.
I think, 3 touchdowns.
Huge. But then Tua's injuries. And I think this is proof. You know, I mentioned, somebody asked me this last week. They said, you mentioned the Rams having one of the best quarterback coaching duos in the NFL. And I brought up the Dolphins for an example. I don't know. What do you mean by that? And I said, well, just look at Miami. Okay, Mike McDaniel's a great coach. He's a great offensive mind, right? We can agree on
this.
He's 3-0, and then the injuries started piling up for Tua, and all of a sudden, He doesn't have a starting quarterback anymore. So we saw a great play-calling head coach change completely, and the Dolphins were a 500 team after that. Right? That's important. When you have a quarterback-head coach duo that works, you're dangerous in the NFL, regardless of what you have on either side of the ball. If you have that combo, you can be extremely dangerous. Well, there's a big drop-off between Tua and Teddy Bridgewater.
And there is.
There's a big drop-off there.
Yeah, it changes the complexion of your game. And, you know, we saw, and, you know, Tua played in some of these games last year. I wondered how healthy he really was.
I don't think he was healthy at all.
You know, because, you know, did the league catch up with McDaniel there? Some of them games at the end of the year, that offense didn't look effective at all.
No, it did not.
Was that because of Tua's injuries? There were some other things involved. I know they came down to L.A., and the Chargers whooped them. They scored on a fumble and a guy falling down. That offense, I mean, the Chargers defense was not great last year, and they whooped that team. And that was with Tua playing. So I wonder, you know, to that point, was he really healthy when he was playing?
We were wondering if he would ever play again.
Yeah, so, but this is an interesting team. They made some changes defensively. You know, they added a guy in Jalen Ramsey that if he's on, he's on.
Well, Jalen Ramsey, yes.
If he's on, he's on.
No question. And you put him opposite of Xavier Howard. I look at Ramsey and the way he was used last year in L.A., played a lot of nickel last year in Los Angeles. And to me, that just doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
You know, you're trying to cover for a lot of injuries last year in L.A. I think you really almost have to throw that out because
throw
of
last season
banged,
completely
yeah,
out of it.
How banged up they were. And I don't know that he was completely healthy. You know, a lot of these guys never are, but he's going home to Florida.
But let me ask you this. If we're going to talk about the health of Ramsey, and I throw out the way the Rams used him last season, they were willing to move on from him for a third-round pick. So the fact that they used him, I'm not knocking Miami. You make that trade 100 out of 100 times. But let's not act like this is the same Jalen Ramsey that the Rams gave up two first-round picks for 4 years ago. When an organization changes your role defensively drastically following a Super Bowl championship, and then they move on from you for a third-round pick, something is there.
Something's there.
And I think when you look at the history of the Rams over the last few years, remember the Todd Gurley situation?
Yeah.
We still don't have answers for why he fell off the cliff as fast as he did. They moved on from Gurley, had 1 year left in the league. I don't think Ramsey, it's to that extent, but Vinny, I do think there's something there.
Well, and I started out with when he's on, he's on.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, when you're the drop off for cornerbacks is a cliff.
Fast.
Just like running backs. They don't decline slowly.
Well, look at Darrell Revis, right?
Yeah, they don't decline slowly. When you're done as a corner, you're done. And it happens in a hurry. It happens to all of them.
Yep.
And we've seen it from guys that were the best in the league, Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman, the list goes on and on. These guys, it was instant. They're gone. I don't think, I agree with you, I don't think that's the case with Ramsey, but do I think he's a top five corner in the NFL right now? No. But when he's on, this is a guy that can cause you some real problems.
No
he gets
question.
The ball in his hands. He can do some things. And with this, maybe he's refreshed. Maybe he's healthy. He's going home, right? He went to school at Florida State.
Yep.
He's going back to Florida.
I
want to see how this turns out.
Yeah, because you bring up a great point. When the Rams made the deal for Ramsey, it was a perfect pairing with Aaron Donald because Ramsey could shut down one entire side of the field. Now in Miami with Xavier Howard, he doesn't have to shut down an entire side of the field, Vinny. He doesn't have to. When he was brought into L.A., he was the number one defensive back, he was the leader of the secondary, and he was supposed to shut down a side of the field, which then would free up time for Aaron Donald, correct? He didn't have to do that in Miami with Howard.
No, I think Howard can still play. We had moments of it last year. That they're stacked there, and they're doing some things. The Holland kid is real exciting. They did a nice job. He's done a nice job of safety. So there's some things to like there.
Plus Bradley Chubb. Let's not forget
the Phillips. And Phillips was dynamite last year. This is a team that's really scary. And it's one team that, you know, obviously every team, the health of the quarterback matters. You're not winning a Super Bowl without your starting quarterback.
Right.
We know this.
Right.
This one's even more dramatic.
Well, yeah, because every quarterback's one hit away, but the injury risk with Tua is drastically different.
It just seems more, right?
Yeah, of course.
And this offense is built around a certain style of play that a lot of quarterbacks can't do.
Yeah, Mike White's going to be the backup this year, and if there's a big drop-off between Tua and Teddy Bridgewater, there's a massive drop off between Tua and Mike White.
Absolutely. And this division's tight. This division's tight. A couple injuries could be. I wouldn't be surprised the fourth place team wins 9 games. They could go 9-8 and take fourth place.
So we have to talk about Buffalo now. And I think in the Bills, we talked about McDermott being on the hot seat. This seems kind of like the make it or break it year for the current regime in Buffalo. Anytime you pay a quarterback, the dynamic changes, right?
Absolutely.
You got that 5 years, 4 years where it's like you got to hit a home run right now. Because then you're talking about a quarterback accounting for 35% of the cap, and it just changes things drastically. Now, you always have a chance to win when you have a guy like Josh Allen. But let's be honest. At times last year, were you disappointed in Josh Allen
Absolutely.
Late in the season? I was too.
Absolutely, especially late in the year. And I know there's, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but, you know, let's be honest. They were tired. A lot happened to that franchise last year at the end. And, you know, I still don't think they're over it in some place, in some instances. And, you know, Stephon Diggs at minicamp holding out. And Josh Allen saying publicly, hey, we're working on some things. That's a problem.
Yeah.
When your star quarterback and your number one wide receiver are having problems personally at minicamp, that's a cause for concern.
When we talk about the Bills, well, Dalton Kincaid is going to turn a
change
lot of heads.
Yeah, they can go 2 tight ends now.
Yeah, and Von Miller was actually talking about that. He said, quote, this Kincaid kid is incredible. Did you see this interview? He was talking behind the podium. He says he's incredible. But they lost a piece defensively. Von Miller is going to be back, but they lost a piece in the middle of that defense. That I think it's good. Anytime your window's 3 years, right? If you have a 5-year window, you've done some dynamic things in the NFL. You start losing pieces around that 3-year mark, and the fact is, Tremaine Edmonds is gone, and I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is, but you know, in a lot of schemes, let's be honest, a lot of schemes, linebackers aren't valued anyways. So you're gonna have to make an adjustment in your scheme, and they're going to because Leslie Frazier's gone.
Correct.
Do they get more, you know, Sean McDermott came from the Jim Johnson school. Remember back in the Philadelphia days where they were blitzing, they had guys coming out of the sidelines blitzing. Does he get more aggressive? We're going to see some things going on. Last year's first round pick is a cornerback.
That's
Does
right.
he get more healthier and you know, more, makes that big year one to year two leap?
Yep.
And that makes Sean McDermott defensively get more aggressive? We're going to find out because let's be honest, that's a tough way for them to have a 5-year run to get in these playoff games and lose.
Yeah, but before we move off on Edmonds, I want to bring back a conversation we had last week about Seattle bringing back Bobby Wagner, and we love that. We love that move, right? When you look at Seattle last season, would Wagner have made a difference? That leadership in the middle of the defense, would it have made a difference in that Seattle Seahawks football team?
Probably. Okay.
I have the same questions with Edmonds going into this season.
We're going to see. He got a lot of money.
Well, you don't blame him for leaving, other than the fact he went to Chicago.
Yeah.
You're not going to win.
And if you're Chicago, we'll get into that in that division. Yeah. But yeah, that was strange. Anyways, it's going to be very interesting and very tight. And like I said, when we started this, for McDermott to get an extension, I thought was a little... was strange to me.
But it doesn't, those don't matter. We've seen coaches sign extensions and literally months after been let go. We don't know the framework of the deal.
Well, we're going to find this out. I think Buffalo, you know, with a healthy Von Miller and, you know, what they got going on, I really like them. I think Kincaid and Dawson Knox, they keep you, with 2 tight ends, you keep the defense guessing. It causes real problems for you. You can run past. Those guys are so athletic that if a team goes nickel, they're too big for your nickel guys.
Well, go back to the while we're talking about this
in that division. Yeah.
Let's go back to the Patriots.
Gronk and Hernandez.
Yeah. It was
they caused nightmares for defensive coaches.
Yep.
And defensive coaches talk about this all the time. 2 tight ends cause us nightmares.
Yep. So we have the over-unders, and you're going to look at these over-unders, and you're going to say, wow, well, that's a give me. But the reason why these Vegas over-unders are so low, you have to remember, you're playing 6 division teams.
You're beating each other up.
You're beating each other up. So you talk about last place finishing with a record of 9-8.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Yeah, but guess what? If last place is 9-8, there's a good chance that first place is 11-6.
Yeah, they're going to be that tight.
Yes. So that's why these Vegas odds, and I think Vegas is going to make some money on these over-unders. So let's go for it. Buffalo, over-under is set at 10.5.
Over.
Now, here's a key stat when we talk about the Bills. They've won an average of 12 games over the last 3 seasons. They have not won fewer than 11 during that stretch. So it kind of seems like a lock, right? 10.5. I'm with you. I will go over. The New York Jets, 9.5.
Oof. I'm going to say over. I think Rodgers is healthy. That defense is good. Quinn Williams, over.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over. Defensively, this is a team that wins. They win 10 games last year with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
If they have a, if he plays average football, they win 10 games.
You have one of the greatest of all time.
Now you have one of the, and he's got to be motivated at this point in time. He's got to be refreshed, right? We've had to hear him whine nonstop in Green Bay for the last 3-4 years. And let's be real, the Jets have actually done a pretty good job of saying, okay, we're all in for the next two seasons. They've supplied him with proper pieces.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to go over there as well. Miami, 9.5.
Under.
I will go under on this as well because last year, where Tua was there, they were 7-4. Okay, what does that tell you? They're a pretty good team when Tua's out on the field. I'm just not a believer that Tua is going to be able to stay healthy.
And, you know, I think there's going to be adjustments to be made. I think McDaniel did a nice job. But still, these young coaches, there's an adjustment into this game as a head coach.
Yep.
And we saw late in the year, teams out-schemed him. I think we'd take a jump, but I think the health of it is too much, and that division's tough. I'm gonna say under.
New England, over under 7.5.
Over. That's my surprise team. I think Bill O'Brien takes Mac Jones, and they take a step. And I tell you my under-the-radar pickup, Mike Gesicki.
I like it. Same division.
Tight end. He's going to be a nightmare for teams. He's going to go off. I think the Patriots shock everybody, and everybody's looking at going, Belichick did again. Does that mean he's going deep in the playoffs? Not at all. I just don't think they're taking fourth when most people got them as fourth in this division.
Yeah, let me throw this stat out there. When we look at the years since Tom Brady left, because I think people have this idea that since Tom left, the Patriots, they've been dismal. Okay, they went 7-9.
And that was with Cam Newton with one arm. Remember, he was injured. He literally could not throw the ball.
They went 10-7. Got to the playoffs, battled Buffalo in the postseason, remember?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then they went 8-9. So the point I'm trying to make, even with Tom Brady leaving, this hasn't been a 3-13 or a 3-14 team. They've been in games, and there's been a couple of times you and I have even talked about it. Boy, the ball doesn't bounce New England's way this time, did it?
No.
And if it did, we're looking at a team that's not 10-7. They're 12-5. We're looking at a team that's not 8-9. They're 11-8.
Yep.
Right? Or, excuse me, they would be
11-6.
11-6.
Yeah.
It's a different. They're there. They're close.
They're there. And they're going to be a tough out.
I agree.
They are going to be a tough out. And I expect Mac Jones to take a huge leap with Bill O'Brien. And then defensively, they're always going to be good. Bill Belichick's the greatest defensive coach that's ever walked the planet.
I hard to agree with you on it. The best division in football, though.
Yeah. No doubt. Top to bottom, best division in football.
We're going to break for just a moment. We'll come back. Division, off-season division previews. We'll continue with the NFC East right after this.